But
love, doctor.
We have to see if Johnny this time will get so drunk at another one of our First Avenue shows that he gets kicked out.
He gets kicked out, right.
Johnny got 86 from one of our own shows.
We no way.
That's right.
Absolutely.
True story.
Let's see Shane McGowan do that.
Huh? God, I love you guys.
We were opening up for the Saw Doctors.
Tell.
Come on, Johnny.
Okay, wait. Before this story, Dave. Come on in here with that thing.
What's
or here,
right
wait,
now?
I'll just come in there. Hang on.
Here with that thing.
Okay, tell us, Johnny, tell us a story.
No, I can't tell you the story. It's too long.
Johnny, tell us a story.
Oh, hey, May's coming in here with us. All right.
Once again, out of control with the James.
Well, one of the bartenders at First Avenue thought that I had a little bit too much to drink after we rounded up the Saw Doctors.
No way!
And, you know, I was sitting there at the table, and he comes up to me and he says, "Excuse me, sir, but could you follow me, please?" And I said, "Oh, sure, no problem."
Because he follows sir
everywhere.
Well,
you know, he had security on this.
No, this isn't
on the front of his
This
t-shirt.
Isn't the beginning of the story.
No, Johnny,
I'm
come on, start. No,
all right. No, the beginning is even better.
We got nothing but time on Homegrown here.
Johnny gets cut off from one of the bars there.
Yes, one of so many.
Because
sir, you've had a little bit too much to drink.
Because he had his hair down. He was in the zone.
Yeah,
he was. He was drunk as a lord.
No, actually, I wasn't then.
No, yes, you were.
You were in no shape to be a judge. Johnny has gotten so drunk before that he's decided I was too drunk to drive.
And you don't drink.
Give me the keys, Adam.
We used to have to lock the doors to the house to keep him inside.
Well, if there's any consolation to that, I got cut off once at First Avenue, too.
I'll tell mine real quick.
But did you do this?
Here we go.
Johnny just goes to the other bar.
Oh!
Gets himself six or seven drinks.
Walks
past the first bartender. Smiles at him, throws him a drink, and walks to the table. Okay, see if you can count the mistakes.
Here's mine. I was ordering shots all night. It was for an MMA award show.
Uh-oh.
These get out of hand.
Announcing
and
it? Or?
Yeah. I asked the bartender, "Can I get another shot of Goldschlager?" And he's like, "You're done, man. We're not sending you anymore." I was like, "Well, why not?" "Well, for the fifth time, man, I've told you we don't have Goldschlager here."
Nice. Okay, so this guy brings me to the front door.
Right.
He goes, "I'm afraid you'll have to leave and you won't be allowed back in tonight." Oh. And he tells all of the security there, remember this guy's face, he can't come back tonight. And I look at him and I go, "Okay, but I'm in one of the bands, so can I get my guitar and stuff first?" And you can see his face just fall. And
what?
His head just hangs. And
what?
He goes, "Get one of the managers, will you?"
Oh,
no. You know what? We sorted it all out, you know. I did get...
Funny little man.
You know, about an hour later, I did get so drunk that he should have cut me off. But at the time, you know... It was. I was magic.
You know what though? You trumped him. He said,
"Hey,
you're out." You said, "I'm in a band," which automatically gives you pretty much freedom to do whatever you. Well, within
just
reason,
about, right?
Within reason.
So what do you mean within reason?
Define reason.